Okay. We're going to talk in the sermon this morning about time. Okay? And what is a good definition of the word time?
It's like on
the
clock.
That's good. That is true. I like that. Here's the definition I found. Time is a stretch of duration in which things happen. Like right now, we're in time and things are happening. I'm talking, you're listening. We're in time. And this morning in my sermon, I'm going to talk about time, a very popular passage of Scripture. And, a lot of people right now would consider the time we're in, they would call it COVID time. That's what they would call it, because that's where it is everywhere. And so what do you do when you live in a time that is kind of scary and you people, because people a lot of times are scared during certain times. Remember we talked about 9/11 this week? And you were not alive, but I was alive when the airplanes crashed into the buildings, the Twin Towers. It was a terrible, terrible time. So what do you do? Well, let me give you two things that you need to think about when you think about time. First of all, when you're going through a hard time in your life, you need to remember this verse. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." You see, a lot of people right now are scared and worried and fearful. And it is kind of a different time. But the Bible teaches when you feel that way, what you need to do is you need to trust God. And you need to seek Him first. But here's another thing I want to share with you about time. You know what time it is? It's time for everyone to think about what does it mean to be a Christian. Listen to this verse. It's 2 Corinthians 6:2. It says, "Indeed, the right time is now." Now listen. "Today is the day of salvation." You know, one of the cool things is that at any time on the clock, any day of the week, is a good day to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see, God knew that we needed Him during difficult times, and so He went ahead and provided a way for us. He died on the cross for our sins so that when we were able to understand it, we could trust Him. And guess what? He would save us. And so a lot of times when you're old enough to understand that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that He loved you and that He wants to have a relationship with you, the Bible says that's the time of salvation. A lot of people put it off, say, "I'll wait when I understand it." But what I'm saying is when you do understand it, that's the time. So time is an important thing. We live in a good time. Don't let anybody convince you differently. But let's pray. And when you're ready to understand what it means to know Jesus, I pray that you will accept Him. Okay? Lord, I pray for these kids. And I pray they would understand the most important thing about now is knowing that You love them, that You died for them, and You provided a way for them to have life that doesn't end. And Father, I just thank You for each one of them, and I thank You that they can trust You. And when they don't understand what's going on, they can trust You. And I ask You to help them to remember that. In Jesus' name, amen.